Miss Savage?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, Alexa. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to your inquiry about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing?
Yeah. I'm fine. Hold on. Let me step out for a minute, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, no worries. No rush.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, yes.
Hi, I'm here.
Okay. So would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
I think so. I had spoke to someone.
Okay.
And they had like did like a questionnaire.
Okay.
That I completed, and then after that they sent me, I think it was a link.
Okay.
For after they told me to fill out a link. It just asked for my name, my phone number, my email. And then they said somebody would reach out to me, but I haven't heard anything else.
Okay, let me ask you this, because the way that our process kind of works is it sounds similar, so I just want to make sure that you're not already being represented. So you filled out the questionnaire, and then, or you answered the questions, and then did they send you a DocuSign or documents to sign?
No, that's what I was waiting for. I was waiting to sign a document.
Okay, so they never sent you anything to sign?
No.
Okay. All right. So I do have to ask it this way. So are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or most importantly, signed documents with another law firm?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Okay, so you're willing to affirm?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is this claim for yourself or for a loved one?
It's for myself.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
It was my brain. I had to get surgery.
And when was your date of diagnosis?
I was diagnosed April the 15th, 2020.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
7/10/1987.
Okay. So just to verify those two dates, your date of diagnosis is 4/15/2020.
Mm-hmm.
And your date of birth is 7/10/1987.
Correct.
Okay. Now, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
What do you mean, did I use a name brand? Say that again?
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, all right. I was confused by your question because I know. I just went to my regular, you know, OBGYN. My gynecologist, and they was giving me the Depo Provera shot.
Okay. Now, there are three different ones on the market. Now, your doctor would tell you if it was the generic one. So I'll go ahead and tell you which ones they are.
The keyword.
Okay. So there is Depo Provera, which is the name brand. There's the Depo Sub-Q Provera, which is also name brand. And then there's generic medroxyprogesterone acetate. Does that sound familiar at all?
Is the one that's like PFI, that one?
Oh, Pfizer?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Pfizer does the Depo Provera. Okay. All right. And so would you say that you never used the generic one as well? It's okay if you did. It's just the way that the questionnaire asks. Okay.
No.
That's okay. Okay. Now, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay.
I was on it for 5 years.
Okay. Within one of those 5 years, can you confirm you had 4 injections before being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
I didn't use it before 19, whatever you said.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's confusing me.
I know these questions. I know these questions are, they're a little, the way they have them ask them. We just have to be, you know, on script of what the way that they're asked. But let me kind of explain it. So you used it after 1992, correct?
Right.
Okay. When was your usage start date for Depo Provera?
I started taking Depo in March. Yeah, March 2015 is when I started.
Okay. Would it be the beginning of the month, end of the month, middle of the month? What would you think? It doesn't have to be exact, just to the best of your knowledge.
I don't even know. It was a long time ago. I don't know if it was the beginning or the middle. I just know it was in March.
Okay, I'll put the first, March 1st, 2015, okay? They'll be able to tell by your medical records when the exact date is. It's just to the best of your knowledge, okay?
Okay.
Now, when did you stop taking Depo Provera?
I stopped in April. I think I stopped in April because I started getting sick. My body started feeling weird, so I had stopped taking it.
Okay.
I was having, side effects, like my weight was going up and down and memory loss, all types of stuff.
Oh, no.
So I had stopped.
Okay. And what year was that? April of what year?
That was the same year. Well, no, that was 2020. I'm sorry.
2020. Okay. All right. Now, this is for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Okay. Thank you. And will you spell your first name for me, please?
M as in Mary, A as in apple, L as in Larry, A as in apple, I as in igloo, K as in kite, I as in igloo, A as in apple. Last name is, you need my last name or no?
Yes, please.
Savage, Savage.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial?
D as in dog.
Okay. So I'm going to spell that out for you to make sure I have it correct. I have Malaikia as your first name.
Correct.
Is it Malaikia?
Yeah, it's Malika, but it's Malaikia.
Oh, beautiful. I love that. And then for your middle initial, I have D as in Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
And then last name is Savage. G-E.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And what is your social?
Social is 209-724942.
Okay, I have 209-724942.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you mind me asking what y'all need my social for?
Of course. So this is for the attorneys. If they are able to take on your case, they are going to need the social to be able to file the claim on your behalf. And if they need to pull your medical records, they would need that for that as well.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I have your email as your first name, last name at gmail.com. Is that still current?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then for your phone number, the one that we're speaking on, the 835-225-7253, is that the best phone number to reach you at?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And is it your home phone or your cell phone?
That's my cell.
Okay. Now, when being contacted, would you prefer a phone call, a text, or an email first?
First, a text message, because as you can see, I be at work, so sometimes I might can't answer.
Okay.
But a text message will make me aware so that I can go to like a quiet space.
Okay. I understand, definitely. And when is the best time of day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
I want to say afternoon and evening.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. What is your home address?
4921 Florence, that's F as in Frank, L as in Larry, O as in Octopus, R-E-N-C-E.
Okay. And what city and state?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And 19143.
Okay. I'm going to read that back to you to make sure I have it correct. Is it Florence Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. So I have 4921 Florence Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19143.
Correct.
Okay. Do you have a unit, apartment, or building number?
No, I don't.
Okay. Now, we're going to go over the medical side of the claim. Was Depo-Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or did you go to a clinic a pharmacy and administer the shots by yourself?
No, it was a doctor.
Doctor, okay. And how many times were you injected with the product?
What do you mean, how many times?
So did
you mean how often was I getting it?
Yes, correct.
I get it once every 3 months.
Once every 3 months, and for that full 5 years, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so that would be... Okay. So would you say around 20 times within that 5 years?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
Not too sure.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor who administered Depo-Provera?
Her name is Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y, Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L.
Okay. And is she out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania as well?
She's in Darby, PA.
Okay, Darby.
So, yeah, that's still like Pennsylvania, so PA.
Okay. 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 It looks like there's a few Wendy Powells. Let me ask you this. What facility were you at?
Mercy 6-year-old hospital.
Okay. I see her right there. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You said Mercy Fitzgerald Hospital, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, and is Mercy Fitzgerald Hospital the one on 1500 Lansdowne Avenue in Darby?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bear with me. I'm just copying over the address. Okay. And was Dr. Wendy the doctor who also prescribed the Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Let me copy and paste over the information. Bear with me. We're almost done, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, during that time, what pharmacy were you going to pick up any medication?
The one on 50 is around my way. It's called Rite Aid Pharmacy.
Okay, Rite Aid. Is that in Philadelphia?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay. And I know you said it was at 51, so let me see if I can find an address that starts with 51.
Are you talking about the medicine after my procedure?
Correct.
Yeah, it was right there.
Okay. Do you know what street it's on?
Not offhand.
Okay.
I know. I would have to look it up.
Okay, that's okay. Maybe what cross streets it's on?
I believe Baltimore Avenue.
Okay, Baltimore, let me take a look. 5214 Baltimore Avenue, does that sound correct?
Say that again.
5214 Baltimore Avenue.
I know it wasn't no 52nd, I think it was like 56. I'm not sure, I don't want to give you the
Okay.
I don't know offhand the address.
That's okay. That's okay. I'll put just Rite Aid in here, and then once you do find out the pharmacy, let the person who's handling your case, let them know what it is,
okay?
Okay. You can
okay.
always update it, okay? And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, both, or other?
Repeat yourself one more time.
Of course. So what was the method of diagnosis for your meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI?
A CT scan and an MRI, yeah.
Okay. And who was your diagnosing doctor?
The same doctor that gave me the shot.
Okay. Okay, let me copy over. And were you diagnosed at Mercy Fitzgerald Hospital as well?
Say that again.
Were you diagnosed at Mercy Fitzgerald Hospital as well?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it's loud.
That's okay. That's okay. We're almost done. And you
okay.
said that Dr. Wendy Powell was your OB, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It looks like it's a lot.
Okay. Did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Now, what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
I had craniomommy surgery.
Craniotomy?
Craniotomy surgery, and I had radiation therapy.
Okay. I'm so sorry for everything that you've gone through.
Yeah, I didn't never believe that. Like my daughter, she's 16 now. I would never put her on DEPO.
Good. And who was your treating doctor?
The same person that diagnosed me.
Okay. So Dr. Wendy Powell?
Yep.
Okay.
No, Wendy is my gynecologist.
Okay.
She's the one that gave me the depot shots. The doctor who diagnosed me was a neurology surgeon.
Okay, neurologist. And what was that doctor's
name? His name was Christopher Farrell is who diagnosed me.
Okay.
Yeah, Wendy was the person that is giving me my shot.
Okay. Let me see if I can find. Okay. Neurosurgeon. Okay, I think I found him. Is Farrell spelled F-A-R-R-E-L-L?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And where did you receive treatment?
The same place.
Mercy Hospital? Well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop calling me. Do you got Thomas Jefferson? Hello?
Hi, yes. I'm almost done, I promise.
Do you have Thomas Jefferson?
Thomas Jefferson?
Is that one of your doctors? No, that's the hospital that I was, that's the faculty that I was treated at.
Okay, let me take a look. So,
it's like 11th and South.
Okay, let me see, hospital, let's see. 1110 South, or 1111 South, is that correct?
1111 South 11th Street.
Okay, thank you.
I was really about to get loud. No problem.
Okay. Okay, let me just copy down that phone number, and then I just have a couple more questions.
Okay.
And neurosurgeon. Now, were you hospitalized for your meningioma?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Would you like me to take down any medical notes for the attorney?
No.
Okay. Now, do you have a copy of your medical records?
No, I would have to get them from the hospital.
Okay, so you don't have a copy on you, but they are at the hospital, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you're so loud.
It's okay, we're almost done, I promise. I just have two more questions, okay?
Okay.
Now, if requested, would you be able to provide those medical records by mail or electronically or either?
Either.
Okay. Now, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically,
okay.
We only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. Does
uh-huh.
your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Yeah, you could do one. It could be my husband.
Okay, lives with you. Okay. And what is your husband's first name?
Derek.
D-E-R-R-I-C-K?
Yes.
Okay. And his phone number?
267-215-1466.
1466?
Yes.
Okay. And husband, okay. It's okay. Do you know his email off the top of your head? If not, that's okay.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. And let me just recopy your address. Bear with me.
Okay.
Now, do you have any other friends or family, maybe cousin, sister, any relatives who were also injured by Depo Provera?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. If you do know of anyone, I'll be texting you my information. Feel free to share it because the best way to hold these companies accountable is word of mouth, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Now, we are done with the questionnaire. I'm just going to go through and make sure I click all the right answers.
Okay.
So I'm just going to read them really quick, and if you hear anything incorrect, please stop me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, you said you didn't sign any documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You're filing this claim for yourself, and you are a resident of the United States.
Correct.
Okay. You were unfortunately diagnosed with meningioma of the brain after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year.
Correct.
Okay. Your date of diagnosis is 4/15/2020.
Correct.
Your birthday is 7/10/1987.
Correct.
Okay. You used the name brand Depo Provera, and you used it for at least 1 year minimum, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Within 1 year, you can confirm you had at least 4 injections before being diagnosed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You used it after January 1st, 1992, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You started March 2015, and you stopped taking Depo Provera of April 2020.
Correct.
Okay. You already confirmed the spelling of your name twice, and you already confirmed your social twice, so we don't need to re-go through those. Your
okay.
email is your first name, last name at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The phone that we're speaking on is your cell phone. You'd prefer a text first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your address is 4921 Florence Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19143.
Yep, correct.
Okay. Your doctor was the one who administered the Depo Provera. It was Dr. Wendy Powell, and you would say that you had at around 20 injections, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. You, the facility where the Depo Provera was administered was Mercy Fitzgerald Hospital at 1500 Lansdowne Avenue, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023.
Correct.
Okay. Dr. Wendy Powell was also the doctor who prescribed your Depo Provera.
Oh, correct.
And you, the method of diagnosis for your meningioma was both a CT scan and an MRI, correct?
Correct.
Okay, your diagnosing doctor is Dr. Farrell at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital at 111 South 11th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19107.
Correct.
Okay. You did not have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. The type of treatment you received for your meningioma was a craniotomy and a radiation therapy?
Correct.
Okay. Your treating doctor was also Dr. Christopher Farrell at Thomas
Correct.
Jefferson University Hospital?
Correct.
Okay. You were not hospitalized?
No, I was not.
Okay. And you have a copy of your medical records, but they are at the hospital, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then we already went through your emergency contact twice, so bear with me. I'm getting the documents set up right now, okay?
All right.
Okay. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. So I'm going to be sending you the documents to both your email and your cell phone as a text. I'll
okay.
stay on the line with you to make sure that you get them, okay?
Okay.
Let me just make sure everything copied over correctly to the documents. Beautiful. Okay, perfect. Okay, so I just sent them. You'll be receiving a text and an email within the next couple seconds. Let me know when you get them.
Okay, I got the email. I got the text.
Okay, go ahead and click on the link. In the link, it's going to ask if you consent to receiving future SMS. That will give you the opportunity to view the documents.
Okay. All right, I got it.
Okay. And then it is going to have you look it over and sign. I believe you sign in two spots, and there may be an initial as well. Let me double check. Let's see.
Yeah, it is one right here.
Okay, yeah, two signatures.
Go inside. Go inside. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Kids don't know how to act at school.
Yep, I know that.
Here I come. I'm almost. It's still circling. I found it. I'm on the second one, but it's still, you know, loading.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm doing something, Amber. Give me a second. I'll be in the class in a second. All right, here go on. Malika. It's saying breathe me, but it's saying MDS. Let me shake this off. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Adapt and sign. Finish. All right, I'm waiting for it. All right,
okay.
It says you're done.
Okay, I think I received it. Let me double check. Okay. All right, I did receive it on my end. So what's going to happen next is look out for a call from the law firm within the next 72 hours. They should text you first, but if not, they'll leave a voicemail letting you know who they are if they do miss you. Once you get on the phone with them, they're just going to verify the information we went over today, and then they'll let you know where to go from there, okay?
Okay, and is it a certain law firm? I'm telling you, like, so many people who was calling me, I started getting confused, so am I looking
gotcha.
For a certain law firm?
So it's going to be, they're either going to identify themselves as Ben Martin Law Group or A4D. Okay.
They
kind of go by two different names. Okay. So I will give you a text right now with my contact information. If you have any questions, please reach out. You probably will still receive calls like this regarding the lawsuit. Just let them know that once you speak with the attorneys that you are already taken care of. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I just want to thank you for your time. My heart goes out to you for everything you've experienced, and I do admire your strength through such a difficult time.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Please reach out if you have any questions, okay?
Okay. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.